Episode 708, Comfort in Difficult Times.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Merry, Merry Christmas and happy day, ladies. I wanted to wake you up a little bit differently. Yes, you need to get your blood moving and going because it is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And I don't know how crazy your schedule is, but mine, lately I've been waking up like at 4:20 in the morning and I can't go back to sleep. What is it? My mind is racing with, I got to make sure I put this on my list and this on my list and check it twice. Are you running absolutely crazy? But at the same time, maybe you're having some difficult times and you're looking for comfort. You needing to find something more than just the hustle and bustle, just the tinsel and the garland and the sparkle of the lights. The holidays can be a beautiful time spent with family and friends. You know, when you feel like something's missing, though, you know, you want that comfort in difficult times, but you don't always know how to explain it to somebody. So then you run and hide, and maybe your hiding place is the shower or the bathroom stall, wherever you can break away for 5 minutes to gain composure. You know, these difficult times may not even be these heart-wrenching times where you're going through something major in life, like a major health or medical situation, maybe not even like a divorce or you're having challenges in your relationship. Maybe it's just that you got a family gathering coming up and you haven't been together for years. And now you're like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. This isn't something that we get real casual on. You know, everybody's uptight. I feel like we have to put on our faux faces, this facade. And I'm really tired of wearing a facade. You know, that little nudge maybe that you get as you're sitting down, grabbing something to eat quickly, and you get that nudge of, I'm just not happy, and I don't get it. Why? I should be happy. This is the happiest time of the season. But then you're just like, but no, I don't know. I don't feel like crying necessarily. I don't feel like jumping up and down. I don't know what I feel, but I just don't feel right. How am I going to make it through this next year? Difficult times we don't talk about. Most of it is because we don't know how to express. We don't know how to reason out what we're even thinking. We don't know what to say or how to face the situation. It's unfortunate that what we see as our inadequacies are heightened during the holidays. You know, those things of that you would let roll off, you know, the back of you. You sit there and you chew on it over and over again and you replay it. You know, you put in that 8 cassette tape. Yeah, I remember those. Not even a CD player, but you replay that in your head. And you find yourself going, oh, I don't measure up. I'm not good enough. I don't know. I mean, I can't get Rice Krispie treats. I got to tell you the story. So I was making Rice Krispie treats. And on all honesty, it wasn't my fault, thank goodness. But I ruined Rice Krispie treats. I needed to make them for my daughter. And happy birthday, Ashley. I love you, sweetheart. It's her birthday, so we're celebrating it. So I have to give her a shout out, right? Well, I'm making Rice Krispie treats for Ashley's party that she has. And it's not for her birthday party. It's just a regular party that the choir is having together. And so I was putting them together, and I had 2 bags. And one I knew I had bought, you know, they were a little bit older marshmallows. And then I had one that were fresh, like I had bought within the last week. So I'm like, I'll make 2 batches. So I started with the old marshmallows, and I made them. And I kept going, gosh, they're not puffing up like they normally do in the microwave. And everybody who eats my Rice Krispie treats, I don't think they're anything magical, but they say they're the best they've ever had. And I'm like, well, thank you. It's not that hard. 3 ingredients, no big deal, and lots of love. Well, I continued to try to do what I normally do with these marshmallows and my butter, and it wasn't working. But I thought, oh, maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Or maybe it's something in the air. They'll work. So I started to pour my first two cups of Rice Krispies into my marshmallow and butter batter. And as I began to mix it, nothing was mixing. The Rice Krispies themselves were all stuck on the outside of the marshmallows. The marshmallows were not melting down. So as I looked there, I was like, this is not working. And I just finally made the decision that, you know what? I failed. This isn't right. So I took out this big glob, and I even saved it for when the kids came home because I wanted them to see that even mama can mess up on something as simple as Rice Krispie treats. And it actually was kind of funny because it looked like this weird marshmallow Rice Krispie tree, and it was hard as a rock, and it tasted horrible. But it was a reminder to me that, you know what? Even something so simplistic, we sometimes don't get right. But that doesn't mean that we have to get into our own minds and say, I can't do this. I don't feel happy. Or this is going to destroy the rest of my day, the rest of my week, the rest of my month. I know moms, we put this pressure on us. Wives, we do it. We want to have the perfect holiday season, the perfect gathering, everything right. But it's okay if something goes wrong, even with the Rice Krispie treats. You're not going to get everything perfect. But one thing that you can do is you can find comfort in difficult times. I don't want your season where you're escaping to the shower or escaping to the bathroom. We won't go into the big whole TMI stuff. You know, yeah, we don't want to extra share that. But when we go into hiding, sometimes we need to find a place where we can give it all away. So we're not so strung out ourselves. You know, when you want to go to that family gathering and you're like, I want to go, but I don't have anything to say. I got to put that facade on. Maybe you're just flat out tired of pretending to be happy. Where is the comfort in difficult times? Well, I was out shopping for my daughter. I took my youngest with me, my son, and yes, we had to do some birthday shopping for Ashley, which of course I already did her shout out. So happy birthday again, sweetheart. I love you. I can't believe it. She's old. She's 17. We won't even go into that. That's a whole nother episode because she's my number three. And that means if she's getting older, that means I am too. But I don't look at it getting older. I'm just getting wiser. But the two of us are out shopping, my son and I, for, you know, just grabbing some nice little quick things that I wanted to get and didn't have a chance to. And as I looked around, I just saw this heaviness that people had. Not only like they were carrying it physically on their shoulders, but you could almost see it in their posture, how they were standing. Their eyes didn't have a sparkle. In fact, most of the women there didn't have makeup. Now, I'm all okay with you not wearing makeup. But the thing is, when you don't wear makeup, you can't hide behind anything, can you? So you see the tired eyes. Maybe some that had been crying that their escape was to come shopping because they couldn't handle it any longer at home. They needed a break. I watched as the workers were moving about and very diligently trying to organize everything and with their one goal in mind, get the stuff on the shelves. Yet none of them seemed, I mean, there were a couple that maybe seemed kind of jolly and happy that they had a job, but most of them were so focused, they didn't even greet you. And this was a store that it was kind of a hodgepodge of everything. You have those stores, I'm sure, some of your favorite stores, like your Marshalls, your TJ Maxx, your Tuesday Morning, your Gordon's. You have to go in with a focus in mind as to what you want to bring out of the store because you got to search for it. Sometimes even those thrift stores are great ones, right? It's the hodgepodge of everything. Our life sometimes then feels like those stores, a hodgepodge of everything. And we bear the weight and it becomes so heavy during the holidays that we just don't know how we can continue to move forward. I want you to know that there is comfort in difficult times and you can find that comfort at the cross. And you're like, but that doesn't help me right now here. I'm a little frustrated. Well, you know what? Have a heart-to-heart talk with God and leave it at the cross. As easy as we think life can be, it can actually be easier with God. And that doesn't mean that difficult times are not going to happen. I'm not going to tell you that because you're a Christian, everything is rainbows and puppies, because it sure is not. But you see, God has a purpose for you. Even when you're unhappy, He has a purpose for you. Even when you're hiding in that shower, He has a purpose for you. Maybe instead of waking up every morning trying to figure out what your agenda is, maybe you could begin to find comfort at the cross and hear His agenda. Maybe that weight will be lifted a lot more. Your dark, sagging, baggy eyes, they're beautiful, but they won't look so tired and beat up. You'll have energy that just naturally exudes from you, and people will be like, what is it about you? What makes you different? And you can say, there's comfort at the cross. I don't know all the answers, but I walk by faith, and in my faith, I know that God will provide. It may not be the picture that I've painted in my mind. It may not look exactly like the dream I dreamt when I was 5 years old. I may not have that immediate happily ever after. There's going to be some bumps and bruises, but I know that God will always be there for me. There is comfort at the cross. That's why this holiday season you should feel better. That's why your heart should sing and be full of joy and peace. That your words that come out of your mouth should be words that are filled with love and warmth, where you can then provide comfort to those in difficult times. So as my son and I continued shopping, we just went to two of these hodgepodge stores. And I love them because we found some really cool things. And there's nothing better than finding exactly what you're looking for. And actually, I got to take that back. I didn't find exactly what I went looking for. I found something better. And I got to tell you, I was discouraged. Because when you have a child's birthday who is close to Christmas, that is a struggle to make them kind of separate. Because as much as Christmas is important to us because we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the birth of my child is as important too. And so my husband and I have really tried hard to separate her birthday from Christmas. And this year was tough, and maybe it's because she was turning 17. And I was like, I'm just not finding what I'm wanting. And I was getting discouraged. That was my difficult time. And you're like, but that was just like, you're just getting things. But again, it doesn't have to be your difficult time. It doesn't have to be something that's catastrophic or major life changing. It could be just simple day-to-day things that begin to wear on you. And so when I went out with my son, I was like, I don't know if we're going to find what I'm looking for, but are you willing to stop with me? And he said, yeah, Mom, let's go. And so we went in there on a mission. And you know what? God had already planted exactly what He wanted me to find. And it wasn't what I expected. Because it was last night that I just kind of threw my hands up in the air and I said, Lord, I don't know. She hasn't given me many ideas as to what she wants. I don't know what to get her. I know what I want to do for her, but I'm not finding it. And it's very, very frustrating. And as a mom who loves her children so deeply, I just wanted to be able to present her with something special. You see, you can find comfort in difficult times. Whether it's trying to figure out that daggum shopping list and you're trying to find that gift, maybe it's not the gift that you're looking for, but God's got a better one in store. Or maybe it's that your marriage has been on the rocks lately And there's just tension there. Or maybe it's that family gathering that you're dreading to go to. I tell you and I promise you there's comfort at the cross. What I want you to do is take time today and I want you to go to the cross. And I want you to leave your burdens there. I want you to ask God to take them. Even the little things, even the lists. Leave them there. Give them to Him. And walk by faith knowing that you don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But you know, it's going to have God's blessing on it. We can't paint our story, but God is writing it. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray today over you and for the remainder of this holiday season that you will wear the smile of Christ. Because when you begin to find that joy and that comfort at the cross, nothing is impossible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.